In agricultural news, Japan is relaxing restrictions on U.S. beef imports that had been in place due to fears of mad cow disease. Japan's foreign ministry announced today that Japan and the U.S. have agreed that imports of beef from cows up to 30 months old will be allowed, up from the current 20-month age limit effective February 1st. The change matches international standards and applies to beef imports from the U.S., Canada, France, and the Netherlands. Japan banned U.S. beef imports in 2003. In 2005, Japan allowed imports of beef 20 months or younger. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit on Friday rejected the Environmental Protection Agency's 2012 mandate for refiners, blenders, and importers to use cellulosic biofuel. The mandate was for 8.65 million gallons of cellulosic biofuel, of which none was commercially available. The court agreed with the American Petroleum Institute that EPA's projection of cellulosic biofuel production was in excess of the agency's statutory authority. The Coast Guard says a normally busy stretch of the Mississippi River remains closed to barge and ship traffic as cleanup crews with booms work to remove an oily sheen near Vicksburg after a barge with 80,000 gallons of oil hit a railroad bridge over the weekend. At least 11 northbound vessels and 10 southbound vessels were waiting to pass today. The Coast Guard remains unsure of when that stretch of the Mississippi will reopen. The oily sheen was reported up to 3 miles downriver from the bridge at Vicksburg on Sunday. A quarterly survey by the National Association for Business Economists released today shows half of the economists polled now expect real gross domestic product, the value of all goods and services produced in the U.S., to grow between 2 and 4% in 2013. That's up from 36% of respondents who felt the same way 3 months ago. Caterpillar says fourth quarter net income fell by half because of slower growth in China and economic issues in the U.S. and Europe. Caterpillar earned $697 million, or $1.04 a share. That was down from a profit of $1.55 billion, or $2.32 per share a year earlier. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.